This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The health secretary is slamming an abortion pill ruling. Health Secretary Javier Becerra says a court ruling threatening the availability of a main drug used in medication abortion is, quote, not America. And Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra isn't ruling out defying the judge's order as the battle goes on. The latest now on the two black state lawmakers tossed out of the Tennessee House. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Two black lawmakers expelled from the Tennessee House of Representatives last week over a gun control protest say they hope to be reappointed by county officials and then reelected. Ousted Nashville Representative Justin Jones thinks his constituents are going to put him back in office. He says the expulsion was as much about resistance to diversity as it was about gun control.
Our presence as young black voices for our constituencies, people who will not bow down, those who will not be conformed, that's what put a target on us.
Jones spoke on NBC's Meet the Press along with ousted Memphis lawmaker Justin Pearson. I'm Jackie Quinn.
John Rahm rallied to win the Masters golf tournament.
Obviously, we all dream of things like this as players, and you try to visualize what it's going to be like and what it's going to feel like.
He says he's really proud of himself, Masters champion John Rahm. We're going back to the old days. That's what the mayor of Baltimore said as he announced his plan to put into place a summer curfew. This after two teenagers were shot and wounded while police tried to break up fights among a crowd of more than 200 teenagers. Two suspects were arrested. They found two bodies overnight in the rubble following an explosion that knocked down a building in France. This was in the city of Marseille. Rescuers are still searching for at least six people who are still missing. This is AP News. Now to a murder trial in Idaho.
Testimony is set to begin this week in the trial of an Idaho woman who, along with her husband, is charged with a triple murder. Prosecutors accuse Lori Vallow Daybell and her husband, Chad Daybell, of the 2019 killings of Lori's two youngest children and Tad Daybell's late wife, Tammy Daybell. Prosecutors say 7-year-old Joshua Vallow and his sister, Tylee Ryan, who was last seen days before her 17th birthday, were found buried in Chad Daybell's yard. Tammy Daybell was first believed to have died of natural causes, but investigators grew suspicious and had her body exhumed. Prosecutors believe the three were killed so that Chad Daybell and his current wife could collect life insurance money and the children's Social Security and survivor benefits. Chad Daybell's trial is still months away. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.